Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a roughneck-style air horn hit that feels like a ghosted bassline accent inside a jungle or drum and bass groove. So this is not just about designing a horn sound. It's about making that horn behave like a rhythmic weapon, something that can cut through the mix, answer the drums, and still feel sneaky and underground. The vibe we're after is short, rude, and controlled. Think DJ Rewind energy, ragga attitude, and that off-grid swing that makes jungle feel alive. We're going to build this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, mainly operator, then shaping it with saturator, auto filter, drum bus, echo utility, and a little groove editing. By the end, you'll have a horn hit that can work as a bass-lying accent, a transition stinger, or a ghost note tucked under the main rhythm. First, set the context. This sound only really works when the groove is doing its job, so start by setting your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want to lock into the classic feel fast, 172 or 174 is a great spot. Then get a basic jungle drum pattern going. Kick on the strong beats, snare on 2 and 4, and ideally a bit of breakbeat movement in the hats or ghost snares. Leave space in the pattern. That space matters, because the horn needs room to speak. Now we'll build the source sound. Add operator to a MIDI track. Operator is perfect here, because it gives you a really precise, synth-based horn instead of depending on a sample that may or may not sit right. Start with oscillator as your main source. Use a saw or square-leaning waveform, because those give you that brassy, edgy starting point. Tune it into the mid-range, somewhere around C2 to C3 depending on how low you want it to sit in the arrangement. The key move here is the pitch envelope. Add a short pitch rise, something like 12 to 24 semitones, with a very fast decay. We're talking 20 to 80 milliseconds. That quick little blat is what gives the sound its air horn character. It's not a note that just plays, it's a note that attacks. Then shape the amplitude envelope so the sound stays short and punchy. Keep the attack almost instant. Decay around 100 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and a short release. If it rings out too long, it stops feeling like a ghost accent and starts acting like a lead. After that, shape the tone. Put a low-pass filter in operator or use auto filter afterward. You want the brightness front-loaded, but still controlled. Set the cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on how aggressive you want it, and add just enough resonance to give it a vocal, yelled quality. This is where the horn starts to feel like it has attitude instead of just beating a synth stab. Now let's give it some character. Add saturator and turn on soft clip. Push the drive by a few decibels, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken the harmonics and make it feel more like it came out of a battered sound system. Then add auto filter if you want to refine the tone further. Band pass or low pass can both work here. Band pass can make it feel more nasal and focused, while low pass can darken it and make it more ominous. If you want that rude, shouted tone, a touch of resonance helps. Next, add drum bus carefully. A little drive goes a long way. You want some crunch and density, but you don't want to flatten the transient completely. The transient should still poke through, because that first hit is what gives the sound its impact. Keep boom off or extremely subtle unless you're intentionally trying to make it heavier. For this lesson, the horn should live more in the mid-range than in the sub. Utility is useful here too. Keep the ghost version centered and controlled. If you're making a stronger transition hit later, you can widen it a bit, but don't overdo the width on the ghost layer. Too much stereo spread can weaken the punch and make the hit feel less focused. Now let's talk about the ghost version. A ghost hit should feel like it's lurking behind the groove, not shouting over it. There are two good ways to do this. The first is to duplicate the chain inside an instrument rack and make a main horn and a ghost horn chain. On the ghost chain, lower the level by 6 to 12 dB, shorten the decay, reduce the filter cutoff a little, and shave off some top end. That makes it feel smaller, darker, and more distant. The second method is simpler and often more musical. Use one patch, duplicate the MIDI notes, and just lower the velocity on the ghost notes. And here's an important coach note. Velocity should change more than just volume. In Live 12, if you can map velocity to filter cutoff, envelope amount, distortion drive, or pitch envelope depth, do it. That way the ghost notes don't just get quieter, they actually feel physically smaller. That's what makes the phrasing sound alive. Now write the MIDI phrase. Don't just place the horn on the downbeat and call it a day. In jungle and roughneck style DNB, the sound works best as a reply phrase, a response to the drums or to another bass element. Try a two-bar loop at 174 BPM. Leave the first beat clean, Then place a ghost horn slightly after the snare or just before a snare return. You can put one around bar 1, beat 3.3 or 3.4, then a stronger answer around bar 2, beat 2.4, and maybe a tiny pickup near the end of the phrase to pull the listener back into the loop. Think in terms of speech. A short ghost note is like a whisper. A stronger hit is like a reply. A longer, more open hit can act like a warning sign before a drop. The phrase should feel spoken, not copied and pasted. Now bring in the swing. This is where the groove becomes jungle. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing template, something MPC style or a light 16th swing if you have one. Apply it gently, maybe 20 to 55%, and keep an ear on the timing. You can also add a little randomization to velocity and timing, but keep it subtle. You want feel, not chaos. If you prefer manual control, nudge the ghost note slightly late while keeping the main accented hits closer to the grid. That slight delay is a big part of the jungle language. It gives the sense that the horn is chasing the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Also check how it interacts with the snare tail. That matters more than people think. If the snare is roomy or has a long tail, your horn may need to land a hair later, so it reads as intentional and not sloppy. Sometimes what sounds late in isolation actually sits perfectly once the full drum groove is playing. Because this is a basslines lesson, you also need to make sure the horn works with the low end. Keep the horn out of the sub range as much as possible. High pass it around 120 to 180 HC if needed, and clean out mud around 250 to 500 HC. If you want the horn to act more like a bass hit, you can layer a short sine or triangle sub under it, but keep that sub tight and controlled. The main point is that the horn should be a rhythmic harmonic layer, not a low-end conflict. If you want more movement, add echo very lightly. Use a short sync time, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, with low feedback. Filter the return so the delay doesn't clutter the lows. The echo should feel like a shadow, not a main event. Auto pan. Can also add motion if you want the hit to breathe a little without programming more notes. Keep it subtle. A ghost hit with motion feels way more alive than one that just repeats. For an even dirtier vibe, a touch of facer flanger can work, but be careful. It can easily wash out the attack. This kind of sound needs to stay punchy. Once you've got a phrase that feels good, resample it. This is a very DNB thing to do, because audio gives you control that MIDI sometimes can't. Record the phrase to a new audio track. Chop the best hits, and use them as fills, pre-drop warnings, or transition stingers. A lot of the time, the best results come from committing to the performance and editing the audio rather than endlessly tweaking the synth patch. A few mistakes to avoid. Don't make the horn too long. Don't give it too much low end. Don't put it on every beat, and don't quantize all the life out of it. If every hit is perfectly locked, it loses that rude, human jungle feel. The power of this sound is in restraint. Let the negative space around it do some of the work. If you want a darker, tougher version, low pass it a bit more and focus the energy around 700 HZ to 2K HZ. If you want a more rave-like version, let some brightness through and add a little more saturation. You can even make two timbres from the same rhythm, one raw and nasal, one wider and dirtier. Alternate them every few bars so the phrase feels like a conversation. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172 BPM, build a basic breakbeat, create the horn patch in operator, then write a two-bar phrase with one main horn hit and two ghost hits. Apply a little swing, high pass the patch, add saturation and a touch of drum bus, then bounce it to audio and try it against a rolling bass line. If you want to push it further, make one version darker and one version more aggressive, then swap them over an 8-bar section. So that's the sound, a roughneck-style air horn ghost hit that sits inside the jungle groove instead of floating on top of it. Short, rude, swung, and controlled. It's a small sound, but when it's placed right, it hits like a statement. If you want, I can turn this next into a device-by-device rack recipe or a step-by-step MIDI pattern example with exact placements.